Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Hiya, it's me, Karen Koster, filling in for Andrea. Now, every Friday, as part of our Ask Me Anything series, we put your questions to people from interesting backgrounds or working in different careers. Now, have you ever wondered what it would be like to be a court artist? How do you get into the job? What kind of cases do you work on? What is it like sketching people who may potentially have been involved in horrific crimes? Well, joining me now in court. I was about to say, joining me now in court. I've really done a deep dive on you, Mike O'Donnell. It's lovely to meet you, court artist. How are you, Mike?
Karen, I'm very well, thank you.
What an interesting job.
It's interesting.
Oh my God, is it just... if people have questions as we're chatting to Mike or even voice notes, the number is 087 1400 106. Let's actually take our very first voice note. This is Jane.
How did you get into the profession? Because it's quite an interesting one. Like, did you always know you wanted to do this job, or like, how did you fall into it?
Okay. Wow. Thanks, Jane, for that lovely question. I've been asked that before. So when I was a young boy, I'm from Kerry, and football is a big thing, and I love drawing people. It's the most challenging thing. My brothers wouldn't sit down, they preferred to be out kicking balls, so I went into the local court, and the reason that came up was I was watching an episode of Kojak years ago when I was a young boy, and I said, God, that's something I could do. So I went in when I was about 11 or 12, or maybe less, and nobody noticed me, and I was drawing there, so that's where... That's where
and had you been extremely artistic, though, up to that point?
I enjoyed it. And, it was... I suppose I got any artistic skill I had from my dad, who was an amateur artist.
It was in the DNA.
And it was very... I grew up in a very, very... In a house that was full of books and drawings and art books, and there was no internet. And paper was even, at that time, was short. It was the scarcity, supply. But any bit of paper I could get, I do some drawing. So that's the genesis of it.
Wow. And
my first time in Dublin Court was in 2009 at the famous, or distinguished, let's say, Eamon Lillis case.
Oh, wow.
And that was, I was out of work at the time and I had been knocked down and I heard that the court, that people couldn't, photographers or videographers couldn't, video people or take photographs of people going into court, which was always the practice up to then. And the CCJ, the Criminal Courts of Justice, opened and so prisoners were brought underground. I said, God, that sounds like an opportunity. And that's how I began. And that case was, as far as I know, the very first murder case in that building.
Oof. So. Chilling, chilling portraits indeed. Let's go to Sean. He sent us in this voice note.
How many sketches would you be required to do a day?
Yeah, because I imagine if you're sketching faces, like it's very intricate work. Do you have to move quite quickly and sketch very fast?
Yeah, I guess. It's very hard to answer that question because it depends what I'm drawing. Sometimes what I love is doing a court scene, so a sweeping view of the court, and that takes time. And I'd only produce one, say, in a sitting, on a particular day. But if it was an individual, it wouldn't take too long. But it depends on the lines of the individual, how their facial structure and things like that.
Are some faces harder to draw than others?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the easiest kind of face to draw? Is it a youthful face?
No. I think, first of all, generally speaking, a dark person is, I find a lot easier to draw because I use pen when I'm drawing. And a person with dark lines, do you know what a person with dark lines is?
As in very deep set kind of features,
yeah,
would it be?
Yeah, they're easy to replicate and develop. Person very who's kind of, let's say, swarthy or pale or waxy looking. You know, that's probably an awful thing to say. They're difficult to draw.
Oh, yeah, that's very interesting. Ellen has a question that sort of reflects what you were talking about earlier about the case. Let's hear from Ellen.
So you're sketching people who could have done some pretty nasty stuff. Does this affect how you draw them? Like, is it hard to, portray them in an impartial way?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I draw them as I see them, and I don't, they don't, it doesn't affect my work. At least I don't think so. You know, it hasn't been put to a scientific test.
Are you thinking about the details that are being read out in court? Are you
sometimes
taking that in? Are you listening or are you just very much in the zone of sketching?
It depends really on, I suppose, my mood or what's going on. But generally, yeah, kind of. And I would, I often, it's such a relaxing experience for me to draw that
is
I can
it?
Be walking down a strand in my mind or climbing up Carrickonry down in Kerry. And I just let the artistic impulse pull me along. And that's how I work.
Yeah, I can imagine it's quite meditative, if I'm saying that word correctly.
It is, yeah. It is, yeah. So, like, before I came in there, Ross offered me coffee. I wouldn't take coffee before I draw because I don't think it would steady my hand, you know, or steady my mind, you know. So I like to drink water and... yeah, and you know, it's relaxation for me, and that's really it.
Let's have a listen to Grace. She sent us in this.
Do you have an interest in true crime, or because you're a court sketch artist, that's the day job and you want to leave it behind?
Oh, Grace, no. My grandfather was a guard, and I suppose all my brothers, there was three of us in the bedroom, they all read crime fiction at the time. True crime? No, I don't get the time. Because I'm working all the time. And people ask me about these things. I'm really at a loss. I don't know. I don't watch them. Sorry. Maybe when I get time, I will.
Do any of the cases stay with you or get under your skin? Or do you tune them out when you're drawing? Like you say, like it is quite meditative. But
yeah.
Do some things just... you can't really shake off at the end of the day.
Yeah, so a recent one which did affect me, so I was able to walk away, was the Ashling Murphy murder case. And I have a daughter who's, you know, I suppose roughly the same age. And I suppose, like, I can walk away, but people around me can't, you know. And so when I saw the GA jersey being shut up, I says, I'm out of here, you know, I just can't. I was drawing Joseph Pushka at the time. And I said, no, I can't handle this. So I went away. You know, so it's true that sometimes these things affect you, but I've great ability to go way off and do my own thing and, you know, I suppose recover from things like that. But I mean, you know, you look at it, lawyers are dealing with this all the time, families, victims and stuff, you know. So I'm only just there as a fly on the wall. I don't have any stake in the case, so they would I admire those very much. I can pack my stuff and just go away.
I think it's quite a good thing though as an artist that you're not desensitized though.
No, well, I'm human, you know, and
yeah.
No matter I don't think I'm desensitized, but sometimes I can be, you know. To survive you have to, I suppose.
Well, this is it.
There's a bit of cognitive dissonance at times. You just kind of say that's that.
Compartmentalise it, yeah.
Compartmentalise it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Ginny. She sent you in this question, Mike.
If you're sketching somebody who is very famous on a case, do you have to make them look slightly different from they do? Or can you do like a true representation of what they look like?
No, I draw what I see in front of me insofar as I can, Ginny. And nothing like that kind of affects my work, as far as I know.
One texter in says, has anyone ever complained to you about how you drew them?
No, but I remember a lawyer coming to me and didn't want his double chin. there was one person on trial for brothel keeping years ago who sat down beside me during a court break and was examining my work.
There
was
a
person who was on trial for murder who was on bail who sat down beside me outside the court and was going through my work. And, you know, these people are... like, no matter what they've done, they're just cute. I suppose they're interested like any human in the depictions that I would make or any artist would make of them.
Well, I think everyone has a little bit of vanity in them, don't
that's
they, Mike?
It.
Jeepers. Does every court case have a court artist, Mike? Like, are there many people doing what you do?
No, I haven't met any.
Are you the only one currently working on it?
As far as I know, yeah.
Really?
As far as I know, yeah, I haven't met them. Yeah, in England they have court artists, and in America and I'm kind of on my own, you know. Wow. And that's fine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen to Gav. He sent us in this voice note.
Hi, Karen. Could you ask your guest how he conveys the mood, the prevailing mood that's in the court through his artwork?
Oh, Gav, I hope I do, anyway. Mm. I hope I do convey that. There's a lot of... I was drawing a case recently which I had a personal kind of... I suppose not so much a personal interest, but yeah, I guess I'm from Kerry, so there was mm-hmm. a Kerry, huge Kerry meth case alleged to have happened. So I was at that, and it's a very, very busy courtroom, and I hope I captured the busyness of the courtroom and the mood. But courtrooms are very somber places. There's no laughing, and it's there's a lot of people suffering, and... So, you know, I guess it's not for the faint-hearted, even though I can, you know, I'm human as well. So I hope I capture it anyway. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, well, I've been looking through your work today, and you absolutely do. You're extremely, extremely talented. Do drawings from famous court cases, you know, high-profile cases, do they ever sell for big money, one texter's asked?
They do, yeah. Prints are my thing, and I like to hang on to the original. The prints, I've actually a whole collection of prints based on the Regency murder trial being printed as we speak. And, so that's a mainstay for me, you know, in terms of income.
Yeah, who does pay you? Like, as you say, you think you're the only court artist.
I think so, yeah.
Where's the paycheck coming from then, Mike?
Yeah, well, if media will ask me to do drawings, barristers will ask me, judges will ask me, and not so much the defendant. I don't think I've ever been asked by a defendant to draw them. And that's, yeah, it's a kind of a market in its own right, you know. And then when it's, you know, circulated on media, then it's, people might say, have you got a copy of that? Mm. So I generally oblige.
Yeah. So it's a fascinating day job that you have. And it has been a pleasure having you in studio today and answering all of our listeners' questions. Thanks. Mike O'Donnell, court artist, thank you very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.